True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Man, it's miraculous how good you can feel when you know you have a few days off coming. It is. It's a healing. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yes, friends.
608.
Put your hand on the radio right now.
Greg's going to heal you.
And send us everything you own, but the radio you're listening to.
No.
No?
Boston creams and apple fritters. We don't.
Okay.
No.
All right. We're reasonable.
I don't want any elderly people giving up their life savings.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd rather see him give it to some prince in Nairobi or something. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a reality check for you.
608, by the way, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is Thanksgiving Eve. Yes, finishing up what you need to do. Some people are going to be on the road. A whole lot of people are going to be on the road.
We're staying home.
Did you know that the state fire marshal's name is Blaze?
No. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, when I tell you who it is, Blaze Ngolia.
He's the fire marshal?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Is that under his heading?
I saw this article.
How's that?
Today, chief financial officer and state fire marshal, Blaze Ngolia.
I had no idea.
Highlighted turkey safety tips ahead of Thanksgiving holiday. I don't know, usually it's something where they do something cool, like take a really frozen turkey and drop it into a bubbly vat of oil and just watch it explode like volcanically.
I watched a video like that, a couple of firemen doing that this morning.
Yep.
I had no idea he was the fire marshal. What can't that man do?
No, and he's a tell-it-like-it-is guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he had to do things, you know, politically and caution is the key when frying a turkey, set up away from blah, blah, blah. But I know if we pulled him aside, he'd say, you guys know it's simple. Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah.
And that's my advice to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And
Bob's new bumper sticker.
Well, and you know what makes you dumber?
What's that?
The devil's sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, start imbibing and then play with fire and hot oil and stuff like that. Nah,
yeah.
Don't
cook the turkey in the garage. No, not good.
No, not in the garage.
I've seen that. That's bad.
Yeah, and keep everybody away from it, especially the kids.
Well, see, in the Midwest, a lot of folks will do that kind of thing because it's like 35, 40 degrees. They want to be out of the wind. They're going to do it. I got the garage door open. Yeah, but that doesn't really help when the flame is, you know, rolling
spreads
through
across the floor and up the sides of your wooden structure.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
I've fried several times.
Yeah.
I've probably done it, I don't know, I'd say maybe 10 times, maybe more. But
it is yummy.
I've been fortunate. Never had an issue, except one time.
Uh-oh.
We were doing chicken wings.
Okay.
And I had the leftover grease. I only fried one turkey, and I'm like, I'm not wasting that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember they must have just been slightly frozen.
Oh, no.
Just a little.
Oh, no. That is a weird
makes
reaction.
Makes a big difference.
But that's just, and I, you know, I need some smart UF student to explain it to me. But I don't really understand why it has that reaction. It just doesn't, it just seems like, okay, well, it's frozen. We cook frozen things all the time. But for some reason, boy, you get a reaction with that oil. And
yeah.
And it ain't good.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks. Just watch all the fun on YouTube.
Yes.
And avoid the fun at home. Yes. And just do it right.
Everybody, don't be one of the stupid people.
You know, I don't even know if it's worth bringing up because we've got the smartest listeners, you know, mm-hmm. that there are in radio.
Yeah, but see, they know people who don't listen.
Ah. So pass the word.
Yes.
To your
yes.
dumb butt friends.
Too late, Bob. You've already been down that road.
What do you mean? Hi. I am the dumb butt friend. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
So anyway, look,
Blazing Goliath just reminding people to take, you know, safety steps. You're frying your turkey and all that stuff. And, look, it's hectic. You got a lot on your mind. You're stressed out. Basically, when you're frying the turkey, you're probably the happiest person. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I remember, you know, the missus would be, taking care of business in the house, getting ready for X amount of people eating, like, you know, six courses. Huh. And meanwhile, I'm out there chilling with the turkey. Mm. Me and the bird just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
The bird. Not Mark the Bird Fidrich, although I have met him before he passed away, of course. But he was a great one. Detroit Tigers pitcher. Now you remember? Guy used to run out to the mound and manicure it and stuff. Yeah. Look it up. Mark the Bird Fidrich. All right. What else we got going on? Oh, we talked about turkeys. Let's talk about snakes. Fried snake.
Tastes like chicken?
It does. I have no idea. Congressman Seth Moulton, which if you put the frozen turkey in the fryer, you will come up with some molten lava. But he is... But he is a Democrat out of Massachusetts, and basically he called our secretary, well, he's from Florida, but he is the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. He said he was a snake.
Excuse me?
A snake who doesn't tell the truth.
Wait a minute. A Democrat from where?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts calling Rubio a snake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And saying he's dishonest?
Yeah. The co-host of whatever bozo, MS Now.
Formerly TV. Known as MSNBC.
Yeah, but really known as Far Lefty Whack Job TV.
Yes.
We saw over the weekend where Secretary Rubio supposedly told senators that he was not, this was not a U.S. proposed deal, that 28-point or so plan that came out of the talks with the Russians in the administration said, no, it actually is. And Moulton said, look, Marco Rubio is a snake. He's always been a snake. He doesn't tell the truth. He lies quite regularly. I certainly would never have voted to confirm him as Secretary of State. And yet, once again, he is the adult in the room compared to everybody else. I've heard from a lot of people behind the scenes that Witkoff is just totally in over his head. That's a lot different than what we hear. Steve Witkoff has been key in helping to bring peace to the Middle East, as well as Marco Rubio. I mean, this is just a sour puss coming from a Democrat, really. And instead of saying, hey, look, we're this close to ending the Ukraine-Russian war, which should make people excited and jubilant. Jubilant? Jubilant. But no. Now they've got to pick apart, well, who came up with the plan? Well, how many points? Well, is it our plan or not? What? Does it really matter? I mean, does it make a difference?
Oh, but he lied, Bob. He's a snake. That's their goal.
Well, they call you what they are.
Yep.
So there you go. Seth the Rattler Moulton.
I ain't giving him too much credit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Seth and his little garter snake, Moulton. Tiny little slivering little snake.
Oh, my.
All right. Let's pump it up. Thanksgiving Eve, it is 6:15. We know you're busy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, have every minute, every issue on demand. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We've solved the snatching story.
Yep.
Related to Kristi Noem.
Mm-hmm.
6:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's alleged purse snatcher, an illegal immigrant, has pleaded guilty in the case. 49-year-old Mario Bustamante Oliva of Chile.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
Is accused of several thefts in the D.C. area that happened in April. In one of those instances, he allegedly swiped Noem's Gucci bag. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And that was on Easter. She was eating out with her family. He since pleaded guilty to the case, also to wire fraud, aiding and abetting, first-degree theft, and it also may result in his deportation. When Noem's bag was stolen, it contained $3,000 in cash. She was going to make it rain, baby. Yeah. We're going out with Aunt Kristi, and she said, we're going to get wild, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure. That exact quote, I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, you had $3,000 in cash.
Whoops. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's times I've got as much as $3 in my wallet. Cash.
Not unless you're on your way to make a gun deal. And then we know, Greg, there's cash involved.
Shh.
All right. $3,000 in cash, her passport and makeup bag. Oh, does she wear makeup?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I've seen her up close. She wears a bit.
Yep. Kind of being.
I know. Facetious.
Kind of being.
Tongue in cheek.
Don't be Bob.
Don't be Bob.
We talked about that
earlier.
Don't be
a smart aleck.
Yeah. DHS access card. Ooh, that might be important.
That's important.
An apartment key.
Okay.
Medications.
Yeah, that's important.
Dude.
Not those kind of medications.
I'm on my meds. I got $3,000, man. We are gonna.
Don't be Bob.
We're gonna party tonight.
What we actually talked about is actually we could probably make a fortune off T-shirts and bumper stickers that just say, don't be like Bob.
And be like Greg and have a little halo over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would work.
I think so.
Authorities later arrested a second illegal alien in the case. He was identified as 51-year-old Christian Rodrigo Montesino Sanzana.
Hey.
Sanzana of Chile.
Wow.
It makes you want to eat like Spanish or Mexican food, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It just does.
Craving something with some spice to it.
yes, the language is very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
The pair of illegal aliens suspected to be involved in a broader South American theft ring that targets wealthy Americans and legal immigrants, often in home invasions. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's good that somebody of high profile, that she got ripped off in a way. Because I would imagine there was probably slightly more resources that might have been utilized to catch the person who did that versus maybe some of the other crimes. Just guessing.
Yeah.
But
it worked.
Yeah.
They found him.
He could get, let's see, up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine unless he gets one of those, you know, fake judges, lefty liberal judge.
Oh, man, they just are making some decisions that just make you shake your head. Like, really? Really?
Funny thing is, they looked in her purse, said made in China. Not really.
Oh, okay.
No. She can probably afford the real deal.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
I understand, though, that there's some of that stuff that where the fakes, they do a pretty good job, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I've watched a couple of videos on that. You've really got to know your stuff if you don't know who you're buying from.
Well, it's got to look good because the whole reason you're wearing it is because of the name.
Yeah.
Or carrying it or whatever. So... if, you know, it's not like when we had the old, you know, gold Rolex watches we bought for $50 or something.
Yeah, it's kind of faded and peeling.
Pretty, well, the thing was, it's like, really? You, like 29-year-old, whatever I was, 24-year-old.
Yeah. You've got a $10,000
watch. You've got a Rolex? Wow, you've been doing pretty well in the car business.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's back in the day, you know, before I got married. So I was actually this close to getting a Corvette Stingray.
Oh.
A brand new one.
Wow.
$400 a month lease. They had a special. That's and it was bad. Like a sign and drive thing, too.
What was the insurance that kept you from it?
Yeah, $2,500 a year. Now, this is back in 1980-something. Wow. Early 80s.
I never came close to getting a new one. I did test drive a used one. But it just there was something about it that just seemed a little iffy. And then the fact that getting into our driveway, the black plastic spoiler that you don't see, the one that's kind of tucked underneath, it would drag every time. And I'm like, that would drive me crazy.
It does every time I try to get in my own driveway. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So I've never had one.
Yeah. I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you can buy a used one reasonable. I mean,
you can.
In decent shape. So
yeah. I think I'm done with, like I said, the stuff that rides really low.
Yeah, we'd have to, like, get... You know how they have those kind of those things that take the Jeep top off, those arms, those lifts? You'd need one of those like to get you out of the Corvette.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you'd need like those chairs when you get old and you're watching TV, you know?
Uh-huh.
You get them, like,
it lifts,
and it pushes your tuchus right up.
See, they should
out
make,
of there.
That should be a Corvette option because you look at who drives a lot of them. You know, a lot of it's... Well, look at the license plates around. It's a lot of military retirees driving Corvettes. That should be like the standard lift chair. Ought to be just standard.
Yeah, lift chair standard.
Man, why do we have to think of these things? We're so practical.
Because we're smart and we're bored.
Oh, okay. And it's our Friday.
It is indeed. Okay. Scott Bessent shares the moment he knew Hillary was going to lose.
This could be interesting.
Yeah, 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That's it. That's all I got. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Don't be a turkey. Don't burn your turkey.
Don't burn your turkey.
Don't burn your house
Don't
down.
Cook drunk if you're frying a turkey.
No.
It is 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, Thanksgiving Eve. I was waiting for the drum roll and Todd Rundgren to come in and bang on the drum, but...
No.
We only do that on Fridays. It's not Friday, although it is our Friday. We get a couple of days off, and we'll do some appropriate programming in there. And you know, we apologize in advance, but Greg and I need a break every once in a while. Every once in a while, we do. Me, maybe more so and more often. But...
That's why you take vacations.
Yeah. Well. You got to get it in while you can, Greg.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never know when the good Lord's going to pull your number.
That's true. Sounds like a lottery.
Yeah. You know? That's not how it works?
I don't know. And let's see. And today we're taking you to heaven or something.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You weren't pointing at me, which is good, but
yeah.
Was that like your imaginary friend over there?
Well, because I didn't think you might want me to point at you because, you know, then you'd be like having another heart attack or something.
Wow.
We don't want that.
Well, you went there, huh?
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay. You know our Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent?
Yeah, smart guy.
He shared a moment that he knew, the moment he knew Hillary would lose. Now, this is interesting. He said, someone said, oh, well, you donated to President Obama during the primaries. I think I gave $1,500, which, by the way, for him, he's got mega multi.
It's like
he was
pennies.
A financial guy for years.
It's
he
had pennies his own, in your pocket.
Yeah, he has his own company, Square or something, Squared Circle or something. I don't know. But it's big money. Anyway, he says, I think I gave $1,500 because I disliked Hillary so much. In other words, he gave it to Obama. This was in the primary.
Over Hillary, yeah. That's funny.
He said, then I gave some money to something called Ready for Hillary because I wanted to go and sit in the room and hear what they had to say. Mm. And I walked out of that meeting and I said, oh, they're going to lose. That's when Harold Ickes Jr. had this meeting in New York with a bunch of financial people. And that was the best research money I ever spent. And that's when I knew.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's something a little different. World's strongest woman.
Yeah.
Greg, I have to tell you this story.
Okay, please do.
She came out on stage and she was flexing her upper body and she said, yeah, 100 pounds of pure dynamite. And then she started flexing her legs.
Yeah.
And she goes, 100 pounds of pure dynamite.
Yeah.
And then somebody grabbed her trunks and they said, hit the deck! 200 pounds of dynamite with a 2-inch wick.
So when you say she came out on stage, she really did.
She was a he.
Whoops.
And they had to strip her of her title.
Figuratively speaking. Okay. Gotcha.
No, they literally stripped her of her title. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because she was born a he, and that's strictly forbidden by their rules. Mm-mm. Yep, the controversial winner of the World's Strongest Woman competition stripped of her title Tuesday. Organizers claim the hulking American never told them she was born a man. Jamie Booker was disqualified just days after she destroyed the competition at the official Strongman Games World Championship in Arlington, Texas. Organizer said Booker from Philadelphia violated the contest rules, clearly stipulates that the athletes must compete in the category that aligns with their biological sex at birth.
Okay. Good.
It appears that an athlete who is biological male, who now identifies as a female, competed in the women's open category, and they said that that is not aware. They were unaware of the fact ahead of the competition, and so they've urgently investigated it since being informed. Yep. And, you know, look, you know, they said, look, we're inclusive, but this is the rules. And I said, competitors can only compete in the category for their biological sex recorded at birth. And three-time champion Rebecca Roberts led the backlash, quickly claiming that no one was aware of her gender at birth. So anyway,
the first name was Jamie.
Second place moved in. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Well, maybe it was Jimmy, and it's just easier to change it to Jamie. I don't know.
Could be. That's just interesting.
Huh. But large person, and apparently very strong.
Yeah,
Person. She was especially strong as a woman, but since she's not a woman,
yeah,
still pretty strong.
Well, that's fine, but go compete against the dudes if you are one.
Right.
It seems pretty
simple. But if you're born one.
You still are.
You are?
You still are if you were.
Do you like my little joke at the beginning?
Your little joke?
Yes.
A little joke.
My little joke. Did you like it?
Oh, it was something else.
Oh, you did? Really? Oh, you're not giving me any credit for that.
Oh, you got to.
I mean, that joke fits exactly with the premise of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Perfect analogy.
Okay. I feel like you're appearing to be somewhat believable.
Oh, good. Whew. Pull that off.
You know about this mass fraud that's been going up in Minnesota?
Oh, is this the Somali thing?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's huge.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. Woo, woo, woo. Welcome to the squad. And many other Dems are racing to side with the state's Somali community after evidence of widespread fraud of taxpayers' health care programs by Somali organizations and individuals have come to light. A host of investigations has brought indictments involving a growing number of Minnesota state welfare programs. Despite all this fraud, Democrats both locally and nationally are rushing to show their support for Minnesota's Somali migrants, especially in light of the president's plan to end the protected status for them.
How do you defend all that fraud against taxpayers?
Well, you just don't understand their culture.
Yeah, it's in Somalia.
Why do you hate Somalia?
I don't. It's a great place for people to live, especially Somalians who are illegals and are fraudulent and taking taxpayer money.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
I don't think that's an excuse.
No. It's not. No. I didn't say it was.
Oh.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day, and a Thanksgiving Eve. So much to be thankful for. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Is that the turkey?
Boy, you are you're ready for it to be cooking, aren't you?
Stuffing. I like both kinds.
Oh yeah.
Stuffing. I like diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I want the bread stuffing. I want the cornbread stuffing.
Yeah.
I want it all.
I'll just do the corn.
And I want it now.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Gotta wait.
Well, just bring me some figgy pudding. Well, now I'm getting way ahead of it.
Yes,
I saw a meme.
Yeah.
It's like the turkey talking to Santa.
Yeah.
Like, it's still November. Knock it off, pal. You got all of December.
It is like a lot of folks have wanted to do that. Like, November hits and bam, they're ready for Christmas.
Well, I think you can get your tree up a little early. We used to do it on Thanksgiving, you know, weekend, usually on that Black Friday or Saturday. And then you know, we're set.
Right.
But some people have gotten ahead of that a little bit, and they're setting it up early, which I don't blame them, because it's a lot of work, and you want to enjoy it for as long as you can. Because
that.
It is pretty. It gives you a good feeling. And so, you know, I get that. It doesn't have to overshadow Thanksgiving, but I think sometimes it can a little bit. That's why, you know, you got to stop once in a while and say, you know, life is hectic. And constantly worried about all these little things, my little checklist in the back of my mind, in the front of my mind. And I'm not preaching to you, Greg.
Just a little bit.
Maybe. Just yeah. a,
but to yourself
if
as well.
If the shoe fits.
Oh, yeah.
If the
and
shoe
it,
fits,
it,
you gotta wear.
They both fit, yeah.
And we got to stop. You go, wow. Well, I saw them, again, based on a meme that kind of triggered this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, do you have a roof over your head?
Right.
Do you have food to eat? You have people that care about you and care for you. And do you know what I mean?
It's, yeah, I know.
When it comes down to it, what are the basics in life? You know, having friends and family and the basic necessities, because there's a lot of people that don't have those things. That's the really sad part. And we do. We fall into this whole trap of, you know, this first world mentality. And we got to kind of break out of it and get outside of ourselves and give of ourselves and be servants. And, you know, you got to find a way that you can do that. That's in your comfort zone. Or sometimes it will make you uncomfortable, maybe. And maybe that's exactly what you need. And you know, you can feel it. And you say, you know what? I've done all this stuff. We've done all the gift stuff. We all have way too much. We find another way to spend this time or another way to do this or spend these resources. And a lot of people do. They volunteer at all kinds of places. I mean, we're blessed that, you know, we're the radio sponsor for Ronald McDonald House, and they, you know, they have some great sponsors and they have great people that volunteer on a regular basis. And so, yeah, maybe think for the new year, something you want to do to make a difference. To try to make a difference. A little bit. If everybody does a little bit, it can make a big difference overall. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., our friend Mike Waltz, vowed that we're going to clean house at the U.N. And he and reform envoy Jeff Bardos walked outside U.N. headquarters in Manhattan, blasting the body as a bloated and bureaucratic. Oh, yeah, they are. The money that flows through the U.N., because remember that they're UNICEF, they're all kinds of things. There are a lot of things that you don't even know are like, you know, UNESCO, things that you don't even necessarily would associate with the United Nations. And so there is a ton of money flowing through there. So basically, long story short, is they're going to doge it. They're going to doge the U.N. Mm-hmm.
Well, some people would like to doge the U.N., but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Just saying.
See how I teed that one up for you?
That was great.
That was going to be my line.
Well, we practiced
as
it,
I was
though.
Writing the script.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, nah, let's throw Greg a bone.
Yeah.
Let him come in.
And that's exactly how we practiced it, boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boss man.
He's listening. He's up.
No.
No, he is. I've already heard from him.
He's sitting on his tuchus somewhere.
I didn't say he was working. I said he was awake.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
That's different.
I'm just kidding, boss. We know that you're burning the midnight oil or something. Right?
Yeah. What you said.
Burning the midnight oil. You know, that used to be a smelly affair.
Wow.
No. You think I'm making this up?
No, not a bit.
They used to use whale fat and some other kind of...
Yes.
And it would be smoky, and sometimes it was quite dangerous.
I'm sure it was.
And then a man invented something that he tried to sell to everybody much cleaner, much better.
Are you waxed poetically right now?
Do you know what that product was, Greg?
What was it, Bob?
They call it kerosene.
I'm not sure if I want that burning in my house either.
Well, it was much better than the alternatives at the time. We're talking,
Wow. Compared to whale oil, maybe so, yes.
Just a little tidbit of knowledge.
Don't burn a kerosene lamp in your house.
Little tidbit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Little historical artifact for you.
Oh, yeah.
And more pearls of wisdom will be extolled on the Bob Rose Show. Absolutely free of charge. Maybe I'll charge an apple fritter if I can get away with it.
Or Boston cream.
Yeah. We're not picky. Well, yeah, we are.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.